In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Great to be here with you at the start of another week. And so again, beautiful summer day here in Portland, Oregon. And today got a great show. We're continuing our series called Mixing and Mastering Our Faith. And today we're talking about the timber of the saints, the unique gifts and vocations, not just of the canonized saints, but all of us. As St. Paul says, all of us, we're all called to be saints. So we're talking about the timber of the saints. What do we mean by that? So timber musically is, well, actually in any kind of artistic form, is a combination, well, specific with music, is a combination of qualities of a sound that distinguishes it from other sounds of the same pitch and volume, right? It's like a distinctive character. So obviously the easy example would be like, for example, guitar players. You know, when you hear Eddie Van Halen, you know it's him. Right? I mean, when you hear, as soon as you hear, oh, that's Eddie, you know, I mean, there's a distinctiveness. And what's interesting is that that distinctiveness shines forth, whether it's an artist, or you look at a Monet, you look at, oh, that's Monet, you know, or, oh, that's Picasso. I mean, you can look at it and tell. Now, anybody can paint, right, or maybe play an instrument, but it's not going to sound, it's going to sound like you, your own distinctive, unique talents and gifts are going to show through. So, for example, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see behind me there is my pedal board. That's what I play through. So I have an amp, which you can't see there, but I took a picture of the pedal board. So on there, you see I have a tuner, a Diodario pedal tuner. I have, you can see a Vox Wah pedal. It's the same kind that Brian May plays from Queen. That purple pedal at the top, that's a Thunderstorm Flanger from TC Electronics. I love that pedal. I have a MXR Phase 95 pedal. I have an octave pedal, a digital delay. That one, if I lean over, that one that looks like Eddie Van Halen's guitar, that's the MXR EVH Bumblebee Overdrive pedal. That's my main distortion pedal. I have a chorus pedal. And also a metal zone. That's my heavy metal, like when I want to shred, that's the pedal that I use for that. Now, if when I play through that, it sounds like me playing. But if Steve Vai, you know, plugs in my, he picks up my guitar and plugs into my amp with my pedals, it's going to sound like Steve Vai. You see, if Nuno Bettencourt from Extreme, if he plugs and picks up my guitar and plugs in, plays through my amp and my effects, it's going to sound like Nuno Bettencourt. It's not going to sound like me. So the pedals and the amp doesn't give me my timbre, doesn't give me my tone. It's Eddie Van Halen once said in an interview, what creates your timbre is your fingers and your brain, right? So so what we want to talk about today, what are your unique gifts and talents? So you may be a doctor. Well, there's a million doctors. My wife's a therapist. There's a million therapists. What makes you distinctive and unique in the way that you express your faith that has you stand out from everyone else? Because that's the distinctive. That's the timber that we're talking about. And so we're talking about the timber of the saints, which we are all called to be saints. So not just the canonized saints. But what are your unique gifts and talents and vocations? We're going to take a look at it from the Bible and apply it to our lived experience. And we'd love to hear from you. Mixing and Mastering Our Faith, our continuing series of kind of music and faith. Today we're talking about the timber of the saints, the unique gifts and talents that distinguish you from anybody else. The gifts that God has given specifically to you. To help you become the person who God created you to be. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Outside of North America, dial 1, then 205-271-2985. You can always email us at beacon@ewtn.com. And now you can even text your question or your comment to 1-833-288-3986. 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Just give us your first name, how you're listening, followed by your brief question or comment. Remember that message and data rates may imply. Mixing and mastering our faith, the timber of the saints. What are unique gifts, talents, qualities that you have that distinguishes you from everybody else? Now, we're not talking about bragging here, right? I mean, everyone has, for example, if I'm an accountant, there's a million accountants. What distinguishes me from those other accountants? What has God has made, given me a facility, a mind, to be able to calculate numbers and be comfortable with numbers and enjoy that. But what distinguishes me? What are the special gifts that I bring to that particular area? That's what we're talking about today. The timber of the saints, unique gifts and vocations and talents that each one of us has. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I think what makes this show run as well as it does is because of the unique gifts and talents of the people that help bring you this show every day. I'm talking about Michael McCall and Pedro Quiles, who help us out on social media. Matt Gabinski, who will be screening your calls today. And one of the most talented men, producers that I've ever met, our one and only Ace McKay. Ace, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm good, man. It's interesting that we're having this conversation because literally this morning I had to take my son for his orthodontic appointment, and we were listening to a bunch of different stuff. And I was like, and I like to point out stuff because as he's learning multiple instruments, I want him to recognize things that will influence him or challenge him, but with the DNA and understanding that you and your interpretation of that progression or of that song, because like even I've got friends who are in, you know, cover bands, and you can do a song justice, but even if you play note for note, it's still not going to sound like the original. Yeah. And that's okay, because again, it's either taking that and doing an arrangement that is your own, that is unique to yourself, or, you know, turning a rock song into a ballad or vice versa. But again, taking it with that original as your influence, but only for the entertainment purposes of saying, I love this song. I'm going to play it to the best of my ability with the tools that I have, rather than going, oh, man, you sound nothing like them. You're right, because I'm not them. You know? And that's the thing that I think we can learn from this.
You know, and one of the things that we have to, I think, point out as well is that some people may not recognize what their timber is.
Sure.
They may not recognize unique gifts and talents. Well, I'm only a housewife. I'm only this, or I'm only 15, or I'm only, whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
You know, that's an excuse.
Right.
You know, everyone has been given specific gifts by God. Now, again, as you said, you know, you may play a song like a cover band. You're covering someone's song, and you play note for note, but it still doesn't sound like them because everyone has their own gifts, their own talents, a way of expressing themselves, their own way of creating, you know? And so we have to appreciate those gifts that God has given each one of us. Now, what we can't do is compare ourselves to anyone else.
Right.
I can't compare what I've been given to what someone else has been given because those gifts and talents are for them specifically by God. Yeah. So we have to focus on what God has for us. And don't ever say, well, God has not given me anything. Mm. You know, because that is not true. Often we have to try to discover what those gifts and talents are. And sometimes that requires looking back on our life and seeing how we got to where we are now and to see how God brought us here and how he's used our gifts and talents to get us to the place we are right now in our life.
Yeah. Well, and even if you remove the gifts part of it, a lot of times I hear people say, well, you know, I can't really be a Christian because I know my friends who are Christians and they're just so much more spiritual and closer to God. I could never be that way. I could never be that close to God. Well, of course, if you never have or take the time to make that investment, it is a relationship, just like a musician. If I admire a musician, but then I'm intimidated by them and that keeps me from playing, that's my own fault for not being better. Not being challenged by it rather than letting it intimidate me. Don't let someone else's faith or relationship with God intimidate you. Your own relationship is your own relationship. And it's going to look different and be unique to those other people because either they have had that relationship longer, or they have a deeper understanding of God, but you can get there, but you have to just start.
Yeah, I think that's half the battle.
Yep.
Is starting. You know, just like anything else in life, right? The hardest thing, you can think about it all day long, but to actually roll up your sleeves and start to do it.
Yep.
You know, because that's where the work comes. And sometimes Jesus says you have to pick up your cross and follow me. Sometimes that does, starting does mean picking up the cross.
Amen.
And moving forward. All right. Mixing and mastering our faith, the timber of the saints. What are your unique gifts and vocations that God has given you? That's what we're talking about today. 833-288. EW10, 833-288-3986.
Introducing my son to the loveliness of funk today. So we were
okay.
We listened to James Brown, we listened to Rufus, we listened to Prince, and like, you know, and then he's hearing all the different levels of it, you know, he's like, he goes, sounds like disco. I go, not all of it, some of it. I said, but even that, it's funk first, disco second.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, the disco to me would be like Bee Gees, like Staying Alive, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but funk is something definitely different.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, and the thing is, you know, when you hear, like, for example, Prince, and you can say, well, you know, listen to Prince and then go back, listen to James Brown, who influenced Prince.
Right.
You know, you can hear, like, oh, okay, I can see where he got that from. But again, we're talking about, the mixing and mastering our faith, the timber of the saints, unique gifts and talents. So what Prince did, influenced him by James, he didn't want to sound like James Brown, but he took some of that, the styling, like even the moves that he does, like the dance moves and some of the music, the grooves, and just like, just vamping and stuff like that. He took that and made it his own, you know, so he didn't steal from James Brown. He said, okay, I'm influenced by this guy. How can I sound like me, but still, in a sense, honor, that musical style that kind of made me into the person I am today? And the same relation with God. What is it about maybe the life of a saint or some unique prayer that touches me in a special way and allows God's Holy Spirit to work in me in a way and to kind of bring out all those great gifts that God has instilled in my heart, you know, for his glory.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what makes music or faith or any influence that's for your betterment. It's always great to take from all the nuance. You want to know, how did you get there? How did you achieve that? How did you? And then always be learning. Never stop in music, in faith, in, you know, cooking, in being a better husband, father, mother, whatever. Like, always be looking to people who you admire so that you can be a better version, but still taking all of that so that not only you're finding your own inner gifts and peace, you're like, wow, I never would have thought of myself in this vein. But, you know, with so-and-so's mentorship or, you know, reading this book of the Bible or whatever, or understanding this saint or that saint. There's so many things about it that help us realize the best version of ourselves rather than sitting in where we've been, what we've done, what we can't change, all the things that drag us down.
Yeah, often sometimes people come to me and say, I want to do what you do, like, as far as speaking. First thing I say is, what are you going to speak about? what is your gift? What is your talent? What do you feel called to by God to be able to share with everyone?
Yeah.
What is that? You know, so I think this whole thing about the timber of the saints, finding your unique gifts and talents, the first we have to do is know yourself.
Yeah.
To really sit, you know, again, to me, adoration, number one, Eucharistic adoration, going before the Lord and just sitting with him and just saying, okay, what are my unique gifts and talents?
Yeah.
Where is my passion? Like, where is my heart? Like, where can I see myself getting up every morning saying, man, I can't wait to do this again today? Like, what is that? You know, and then discern, has God given me the abilities to be able to do that?
Yeah.
And you have to be honest with yourself. And I think part of that is going to someone else that you love and you trust, who's going to tell you the truth and not lie to you,
yeah,
and not just tell you what you want to hear, but say to you, you know what, you know, I think that God has given you, and here's something you may want to consider. They're not going to tell you what you should do, but give you some things to think about and discern as you're trying to draw. And all that comes from experiences that you've had. All these kinds of things come in together. So I think the first thing you need to do in determining your unique gifts and talents is to really prayerfully go before the Lord and discern what those are, what those talents and gifts are.
Yeah. Well, and I was actually talking with a friend of mine today, actually, and he was challenging my kiddos for this upcoming school year and their, you know, theater stuff, music stuff, in saying, choose your roles, don't take what's left. And I love that for them moving forward, because while, yes, there will maybe always be those people jealous of talents that you have or opportunities that you get, but if you're working hard and you're putting in the efforts and you're feeling the passion, say, I would love to play this role, I would love to sing these songs, or I would love to write these songs, or whatever, I want to play this instrument. Never apologize for talent or apologize for where you are with your faith, because if you are ready for God to bless you in a certain area, it's because you have clung to him. You have done your time, and that's a probably not the right proper words. It's not like a prison sentence. It is I am disciplining myself or asking for God to discipline me in these areas for what he needs me to do. Because again, we are called to individually use our own thumbprints, and we don't have to take someone else's second scraps, right? And so much of where we are a lot of times when we don't know who we are in Christ is we think, well, this is the job I'll always have because it's all I'm good enough to do. What? I hate that. I hate that. And it's go after the things that you're passionate for. And if the door never opens, it was never meant for you. But in pursuing that, you may end up in a place you never would have thought otherwise. Or you learned a gift skill that you never would have thought otherwise that you're using in something that does bring you joy or that you do know is of God. You don't have to settle. You get to choose, and then God opens the door of opportunity. He is the ultimate in promotion.
Yep, exactly. Love that. Mixing and mastering our faith, the timber of the saints. What are your unique gifts and talents that distinguish you, that God has given you to help you to be not only become the person God created you to be, but to share those gifts with the world? Would love to hear from you today. 833-288 EWTN, that's 833-288-3986.
Don't forget this Wednesday, EWTN Live with Father Mitch Pacwa. Of course, Wednesday nights, 8 Eastern on EWTN TV and radio. The cool part is Matthew Meehan is actually going to be joining Father Mitch to talk about his new book, The American Book of Fables. So you want to celebrate America's 250th? Well, great way to do that is with EWTN Live this Wednesday right here on EWTN Radio.
All right, mixing and mastering our faith. This is our continuing series of looking at the nexus between faith and music. And today we're talking about the timber of the saints, the unique gifts and vocations that each of us have. Now, timber, musically speaking, is a combination of qualities of a particular sound that distinguishes it from other sounds of the same pitch or volume. In other words, it's something that gives a distinctive character to a particular musical tone, to a musical style, right? Or you can apply it to painting, you can apply it to cooking, you can apply it to a lot of different things. But we're looking at the unique distinguishing characteristics that God has given you, right? That distinguishes you. Like, for example, you can be an accountant, you can be a musician, you can be, any kind of profession. There's a lot of people doing the same thing, but what distinguishes you from those other things? And remember that God has given you gifts and talents that complement who you are, but serve a unique purpose within the body of Christ, right? So even though, you know, you may be like a nurse practitioner, well, there's a ton of nurse practitioners, but what has God, the skills that God has given you to exercise it in a way that honors him in only the way that you can? You see, that's what we're talking about today. This is something that the Holy Spirit has given to each person to allow each person to serve the body of Christ in a unique and special way only that you can. And to deny, as Ace was saying, to deny the fact that you have those gifts, I think would be denying the power of the Holy Spirit working in your life. You can't compare your timber, your unique gifts and talents to anyone else. No. You don't compare. You say, okay, what has God has given me and how can I use what God has given me? No matter how small and insignificant it may look to someone else, what you have to look at how God has given the gifts to me and how I'm using them in the way that God wants me to use them for his honor and his glory. That's what we're talking about today. And we're going to look at some biblical foundations for this. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Ramon is a first-time caller calling from Amarillo, Texas, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Ramon, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to get to talk to you, Deacon. I met you when you came to Amarillo a few years ago, and I told the call screener that I went into computer programming a few years back, and then I gravitated to customer support because I realized that even the best system, if it can't be used, is not any good. Mm-hmm. And after 30-plus years of customer service, actually, I say 40-plus years of customer service, I realized that the Lord was preparing me to take care of people because I was practicing to help people care for themselves, make them independent, where they can count on me but not dependent on me, not be dependent on me. Mm. I get to do that with my wife now, who has some mobility challenges, and strive to keep her as independent as possible.
Wow, that's awesome. See, that's a great example of what we're talking about here, how God has used your gifts and talents in one area of your life and carried that forward into another area of your life. So that we're not disconnected beings, right? We had the gospel reading, I think it was not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, in the second reading from St. Paul, where he talked about, you know, the body and the spirit. And there's a heresy called dualism that opposed the body against the spirit. So the things of the body were bad, the things of the spirit were good. Well, no. And some people are arguing that St. Paul was talking about that and making that dualistic separation. No, there's a distinction, but not a separation. We are one whole integrated person, body and soul, right? And so what you've done, you've taken these gifts and talents in the customer service, you literally said taking care of people. Right. And now that's carrying over into your life with your wife having the mobility issues and things. But you see, there's a nexus, there's a connection where God, in a sense, crosses over our gifts and use our gifts across the spectrum of our entire life. It's not just, OK, I have these gifts and talents, which I use over here. And then, I have other things over here for this part of my life. No, it's an integrated whole. So, for example, my diaconal ministry. I'm married and I'm a deacon. So I think that the marriage has really helped, the graces from the sacrament of matrimony have helped my diaconal ministry, and my diaconal ministry has bled into and really enhanced and strengthened my marriage. See, so I think that's the beautiful picture that you're painting for us about your own life, Ramon, which is awesome. Thank you for that great call. Mixing and mastering our faith, the timber of the saints. That's what we're talking about today. Your unique gifts and talents that God has given you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
A lot of things going on there.
Oh, yeah. I like that really tight snare sound. Man.
Well, it's like a calypso. I don't even know the term. I always call it a Spanish snare because it's like really thin and really tight.
Yep, yep. Yeah, it has that. It's like a really tight pop, like a really tight snap. You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have the resonance like in rock. We get a pop. It's like almost like an echo.
Yeah.
Kind of. You know, this is just football. I mean, it's gone. You hit it. The tone's that thing gone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I like that.
Yeah, I saw over the weekend Sheila E. got her star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, well deserved.
Absolutely. Talk about amazing drummer.
Yeah, my wife got a chance to see her, actually. This is when my daughter was still in college in San Francisco. My wife went down to visit, and it just so happened Sheila E. was in the area. My wife decided to go her, and it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. Tremendously talented individual, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think now with her band, her kids are playing in her band. Like, they're percussionists now as well.
Yeah, her father was a famous percussionist.
Yeah.
And she got a chance to play with him, too. So
yeah.
I love the generations, you know.
Same. I look forward to jamming with my kids on stage one day.
Oh, that would be fun.
I mean, you've been playing, jamming with your son at home, so yes. I'm sure it's the same kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. And just, again, he's developing a style that's very unique.
Yeah.
He does not like using a pick, so he's doing the finger style stuff, mm-hmm. like with lead, even with lead stuff. I'm like, dude, it's like Mateo Mancuso up in here.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
You know, but he's learning and stuff, and it's just fun to play together.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Good stuff. I'm Deacon Halbrook, series listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we're continuing our series called Mixing and Mastering Our Faith. We're taking a look at the nexus between faith and music. And today we're talking about the timbre of the saints. The timbre is a combination of qualities of a sound that distinguishes it from other sounds of the same pitch or volume. In other words, what gives a particular musical tone its distinctive characteristic? Or you could apply the same thing to painting or to anything else. So we're talking about the timbre of the saints, the distinctive character that was given to you by the Holy Spirit, your unique gifts and talents that help make you, you. You know, that's what we're talking about today. The timbre of the saints, unique gifts and vocations that each of us have. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call on Beacon of Truth, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288. 3986.
Stick around after our show. Marcus Peter has Ave Maria in the afternoon, where you get a lot of your apologetics answered. And you want to get more in on that, you of course can dive in and call in, or even just be a part of it as an observer, and then share that with your friends. Find out more as well as EWTN.com, and of course check out our Podcast Central page. But Ave Maria in the afternoon coming up after Beacon of Truth.
All right. Dr. Peter, that's a smart dude, man.
Oh, I know.
You know, we've done a number of tour dates together.
Yeah.
And we got a couple more coming up here, actually, in the beginning of August, a couple days in Ohio. And he's the kind of dude you're smarter just by being around him.
Sure. I just try not to get in the way. Like, I just don't want to seem like
it exudes from him. Yeah, brilliant,
go over my head
guy.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Mixing and mastering our faith, the timbre of the saints. And we're all called to be saints. What are unique gifts and talents that distinguish you, that the Holy Spirit has given to you, that helps you become who you are and help build up the body of Christ? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Remember, you can also text us your question or your comment at 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Give us your first name, how you're listening, followed by your question or comment. Remember that message and data rates may apply. So we talked about this timbre, this distinctive characteristic, were given to us by the Holy Spirit, right? And we've been given those gifts not only to help us to become the person who God created us to be, to use the gifts and talents to glorify God, but to also build up the body of Christ. So no matter what we're doing, in a sense, we're all singing off the same sheet of music. You know, someone may be a tenor, somebody may be an alto, someone may be a soprano, someone may be a bass, you know, different tonalities, but we're all singing in harmony of the same sheet of music, helping to build up the body of Christ. So these gifts are not based not solely on natural ability. Sometimes it is. For example, you see a musician or an athlete that just has pure natural ability. Those and obviously not everybody has that, you know, but some people have been given those gifts. But you have to discover, what are my particular gifts and talents that God has given me? And don't shortchange yourself. Don't think, well, oh, God's not giving me. You can't compare yourself with someone else. Well, God hasn't given me what they've given that person. That's true. I mean, I would love to play, you know, like we're talking about Mateo Mancuso or Steve Vai or somebody like that, or Guthrie Govan or something like this. There's just no way. That's not going to happen. And I recognize that. I am not a professional musician, guitar player. I'm not. I mean, I enjoy playing for fun, but that is not the unique gifts and talents God has given me. God has called me to be a speaker and an author, you know? And so I look back on all the things that happened in my life, the life experiences, the choices and decisions that I've made, you know, having people in my life that helped to bring out those gifts and those talents within myself. You know, my secular career, how God has used all of those experiences to bring me to the point where I am now, using the gifts and talents to honor and glorify Him. But that is true for each and every one of us. You know, while talents are inherent, they can be developed through practice and through virtue, through dedication and devotion. So just because these gifts are imparted by the Holy Spirit in a supernatural way, they still have to be fostered and nurtured and in such a way to bring those gifts out so that God can use them for His glory. That's the key. And so when we look at the Bible, what is the biblical foundation for all of this? St. Paul writes, for example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. Different ways of working, but the same God who works in all things and in all people. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for their common good. So in other words, the Holy Spirit has given each person individual gifts and talents, right? But that God has given those persons for a specific purpose. God has a purpose for giving you the talents that He's given you. But the macro effect of all of that is building up the body of Christ, serving the people of God, making Christ known, loved, and served throughout the world, right? So God has given us specific gifts and talents, but we use those talents to help build up the body of Christ, to make Christ's love and His merciful love known to the world. So we'd love to hear what are the distinct gifts and talents. And sometimes, as we heard from the previous caller, from Ramon, they cross over into your life. It's not just I have my work life and my work talents, and then I have my talents that I have over here when I'm home. No. We're integrated body and soul, so they all work together. And so sometimes we have to discern how God is using it. And that takes honesty and it takes reflection on how God is using each one of us for His honor and His glory. Would love to hear from you today. Mixing and mastering our faith, the timber of the saints, the distinctive characteristics or unique gifts and vocations that God has given you to help build up the body of Christ. How has God been using your gifts and talents to build up the body of Christ? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Remember, you can also text us at 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. And we've got a text from Anthony, our good friend of the show, who's JoJo's dad, who calls in or texts in a number of times. He says, you know, you're going to hear from me, brother. Of course, listening on Sirius Radio, we've spoken about music before, and I knew that if I haven't told you, but I will share it now. I have sung in a rock band for many years. His son, JoJo, who is deceased, has come to see me many times and actually has been on stage with me. My band headlines at the Stone Pony. That should sound familiar if you're from New Jersey. You know that a number of famous musicians from New Jersey played at the Stone Pony as they were establishing their careers. He says his band headlines at the Stone Pony all the time. I will share this little video of the journey intro from that he's going to share with us, and just to share that God has granted this old man these particular gifts and talents. You rock, my brother. Thank you. Thank you so much, Anthony. Always great to hear from you, my friends. And so, you know, don't be afraid to, as you're discovering what your gifts and talents are, to use those for God's glory. You know, it's not recognizing you have those gifts. It's not arrogance. It's, you know, it becomes bravado and becomes arrogance when you use those gifts for your own self-gratification. When those gifts become insular, when you use those gifts, okay, how can I get the best for myself out of what God has given me? No. It's not what's best for you. It's what's best for the other, right? It's using your gifts and talents to glorify God. How can I use what I've been given to make someone else's life better? What can I do to make Christ known even more through the gifts and talents? For example, when you hear musicians and talk about, man, you are crazy talented, or we just had Wimbledon, right? The tennis, and you know, guys incredibly talented. You're just like, man, I wish I could do that. But then when you hear them talk, they recognize the fact that they have been given gifts from God. That they know that these aren't, of course, they had to work hours and hours and hours to foster and nurture and to develop those skills. I mean, these, even with the natural talent, it still has to be fostered, right? And they recognize that, but they're not afraid to recognize that those gifts come from God. And they recognize that they have been given those. That's not bravado. Using those gifts to honor God is what is the goal of what we should all be doing. Using our unique gifts and talents to honor and glorify God. You know, so for myself, as a speaker, a number of great speakers out there, a number of awesome speakers, awesome. But we're all different. But we all have the same goal, bringing people to a deeper love and intimacy of Jesus Christ, helping people to encounter the life-changing love of Jesus. That's what EWTN does, and Mother Angelica. I mean, she didn't start EWTN to become rich. Mother Angelica didn't say, you know what? I'm going to start this global network so I can just make all this money, become famous, and everybody's going to know who I am. She didn't do that. She did it to honor God. And God blessed the works that they did because she put God first in everything. That's the key. For us, we're talking about the timber of the saints, unique gifts and talents that we all have, recognizing those talents and using them for God's glory. The biblical foundation we saw from St. Paul gives us a purpose for that. And if we look again at St. Paul, Ephesians chapter 4, it says, "And it was he who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to equip the saints," again, not canonized saints, all of us, "for works of ministry to build up the body of Christ until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God as we mature in the full measure of the stature of Christ." So St. Paul underscores here the spiritual gifts of equipping each of us, each believer, each saint, for the service of fostering unity and maturity within the church. So it's like a choir. Everyone has a role. Everyone has an instrument. Everyone has a voice, but it's different, but it all comes together in a beautiful, harmonious song that honors God in all of that. So, you know, let's not be afraid to discover what that is for me and how God is working. But would love to hear from you. How is, if you look back over your life, how has God used your life experiences, used your passion, your conviction, other people to bring out the gifts and talents within you, which you have now used to honor and glorify God? Mixing and mastering our faith. That's our topic today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And the beautiful thing about the gifts and talents, there's a wonderful harmony that comes out of the diversity. So in a sense, it flows from God's very heart. Because why? God's Trinitarian. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three distinct persons, right? Within the triune God, but one God, one divine nature in three persons, right? So the unique gifts, and there's a wonderful unity within diversity of being. And the same thing is true for us. There's a wonderful diversity, different colors, different races. But we all use our spiritual gifts, our spiritual talents, working harmoniously for the common good, to build up the body of Christ for God. And St. Paul, again, St. Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians, the body is a unit, though it's comprised of many parts. For although its parts are many, they all form one body. So with Christ, right? The body has different parts, but it all comes together in a beautiful harmony to help people to see that God is real, right? And I'll just be honest. That's why my heart breaks over this schism now with the SSPX, you know, Society of Pius the X. You know, the more we can have harmony, the more that Christ becomes real. But when people see this unity, this harmony, they say if they can't get it together themselves, you know, they can't have unity amongst themselves, then why should we listen? You know, although, you know, we should continue to pray and to find ways to help bring people together. And I think that would be the most powerful witness when we can come together as one body of Christ. That's the goal. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Ryan is calling from St. Louis, Missouri, listening on Sirius XM 130. Ryan, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello, Deacon. Love your show. And now that I put two and two together and figured out who you are, I love your videos that I keep seeing on my Instagram feed.
Thank you.
Amazing inspiration. So you were asking about like gifts of the Holy Spirit and where we see like God working. I'm a convert, as is my wife. So where I feel like my mission has been is to encourage lapsed Catholics to, come back into the church. I've also had to go through a divorce and an annulment before joining the church. So I have those rough experiences to share. And I think God's really using that. And I feel like he's giving me the gift of encouragement. So, you know, God willing, that's something that, you know, he'll allow me to bring, you know, further in my mission.
That's beautiful. You know, Jesus himself says there'll be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner returning back to the fold, coming back to the faith, than over 1,000 people who already are in Christ. You know, so so the fact that you believe that God's giving you a heart for that kind of work is a beautiful thing, and I'm going to continue to pray for that. Because you can use your own life experiences and the talents that you've given, because you have credibility when you're speaking to someone. You can speak from experience, not just some, you know, ivory tower academic stuff, you know, which is, it was also, again, it's fine. But yeah, I think you have to combine that with the lived experience, because when people feel a connection with you, you understand where I'm coming from because you've shared my experience. And but then you have the knowledge, the theology and the spirituality to form a ground and a foundation to help build someone up. That's a beautiful thing. So I'm going to continue to pray for that, Ryan, that God continues to use your gifts, your talents, and your desire to bring people to Jesus, to bring that to fruition. All right, Mastering Our Faith, the Timber of the Saints. What are your unique gifts and talents that God has given you to help build up the body of Christ? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. John is calling from Owensboro, Kentucky, listening on Savior Radio Network. John, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello. So I wanted to talk about some experiences of how God has equipped me for my current life. Mm-hmm. In particular, some ways that they were quite rough at the start, but, you know, they've paid out in quite full, and they are still continuing to have payout to this day. So I'm gonna get to that real quick, because I found it kind of confusing now that I say it out loud. But whenever I was growing up, I was the really awkward kid in school, and, you know, like that one kid that would rather be reading a book than playing outside with all the other kids. And it like I was very distant from all my peers except those one or two people that were just my close friends. And that kind of negatively impacted my early, you know, childhood a little bit, but it also had the effect of me becoming far more enveloped in the faith and far more understanding of it, because one of the things I'd read was theological books or maybe the Bible or something, which a lot of my friends wouldn't do. And I started to understand all the faith far better than my peers did from a younger age. And whenever we got into high school and all the, and everybody can drive now, and now everybody's wanting to start doing parties and all that, a lot of people, including people in my friend group, started to kind of fall away from the faith a little, and they started to do things that would not be very responsible or not very Christ-like. But there are still the friends that looked up to me as that one Christian role model because of how much I understood the faith and how I could explain it so intellectually. And it's led to this little group of, I'd say a little prayer group that I kind of run now, where I'm just kind of leading everybody through, like, if they have questions, they'll just call me every now and then, and they'll message me on one of our group chats and ask me, like, something about, like, Mary's sinlessness, how she was sinless. I can kind of explain that, and I can redirect them to someone that knows more than me if they need to know. And it also has helped me just bring a lot of my distant friends from the faith back over to the church and help them get back on track with their life and help them be happier, more full human beings.
Yeah, and that's because you're using your theology degree, right?
Yeah. It's not a degree necessarily. It's just...
Well, see, and that's my point. You don't have to have a theology degree, right? You know, I mean, you have the passion, you have the conviction, you have the, obviously God is, you know, you don't have the degree, but God has given you a heart and the mind to be able to articulate these beautiful truths of the faith in a way that's helping bring people closer to Jesus. That's the point. Now, God, it may some, again, these are gifts and talents that continue to develop over time, right? So where you are now, John, may not be the same place we are 10 years from now, because God is going to use your gifts and talents that's going to continue to grow and develop over time. So it may lead to a degree, it may not. But you just have to be open to the Holy Spirit, spend time before adoration and see where that goes. But continue that group that you started, because you're doing some great work there, John. All right, let's go to Susan. First time caller calling from Bremerton, Washington at Sacred Heart. Susan, welcome to Beacon of Truth. Is Father Lappy still there?
Yes, he is. Although we've been going to St. Gabriel more lately.
One of the greatest priests of all time. Father Derek Lappy, man. I got to give him a shout out. That guy is awesome. Welcome to Beacon of Truth, Susan.
His homilies are wonderful, always steeped in history. A talent that I have used is that I have, like, no stage fright. I am comfortable getting up talking in front of groups, and I can do it. People tell me I do it well, so I've been a lector frequently. But with everything going on with the SSPX, you know, I made the mistake of looking at comments on YouTube videos, right? And now I hear that there's people who say women shouldn't be lectors. So now,
look, don't listen to that stuff. You have to follow the heart and the mind of the church. What does the church allow? Okay. Of course, women could be lectors. I mean, they have Mass at the Vatican. They have women lectors, right? But again, you have some of these, look, this is part of the problem, the schism, right? They have certain things. Well, women shouldn't be lectors. Women, that kind of thing. Or women shouldn't come into church without their heads being covered and things like that. Look, personal piety is one thing, but the directors of the church is something else. Don't listen to it. Again, look, the best thing to do is stay off of those forums. Sometimes people get sucked into these rabbit holes and they get stuck down there. So just ignore that stuff. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing the beautiful work that you're doing and helping God's word come alive for the people who are being fed by God's word in preparation for being fed again by the body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. All right. Well, tomorrow we're going to take a look at Magnificat Humanitis, our continuing discussion of the Holy Father's Pope Leo XIV's encyclical on artificial intelligence. Now, remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at EWTN.com/radio or just going to the EWTN app. And until we're together again, my friends, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.